Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So yesterday night, I was at a chasa with my granddaughter. So I got home this morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Like sometimes Rebbe Shechasanis. So it's somewhat of an effort to be here by 9:30. But Baruch Hashem, we should only share the service stories. So in this week's parasha, one of the many mitzvahs is the mitzvah of chatzaitzes, the mitzvah of trumpets. Why do Jews need trumpets? Three reasons that we find in Chumash. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe la'emar aseh lachu shtei chatzaitzes kesef mikshu ta'aso isam v'ahor lachu l'mikru eido u'lamasa es ha'machanois v'taku behem v'noyedu alachu kol eido v'al pesach o'el moed. Trumpets were used as a means to call the people together because they didn't use WhatsApp nor email. The Rabbonim at the time didn't give a heksher to use that stuff or messages or anything else. So they used the trumpets to call the people together. And to let the people know that it's time to move on. In the Midbar, in the Membeis Mesuas, they had 42 stops and stations along the way. And then, another reason, in a time of war, and finally, the third function of the chatzaitzes was, so the first reason is not relevant throughout the ages, and it is what we define as a mitzvah l'shah v'loy l'dayres. It was only relevant as long as the Eden were in the desert, wandering in the desert, until they got to Eretz Yisrael. And then the first reason they made these chatzaitzes was no longer relevant. But the other two are for the ages, and not only mitzvah l'sho. One, obviously, is only v'shosho beis amigdash v'yakayim, or v'yom simchaschem uv'moyadechem al oylo yiseichem al zivcha shalmeichem. And that was when they brought the korban ois tzibur. And seems to be a machlokes Rambam and other Rishonim. Is it only uveyom simchaschem uvemoyadechem uverosh hachatzeichem, or any time, every day, when they brought the korban ois tzibur? And another halacha that we learn in Chazal is it is not only chisivoyom alchov alatzachem in times of war, but in times of tragedy, in times of stress, in times of tzorah, every shas tzorah. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Taniyos, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseim in the Torah Lizoik Ulaharia Bechatzoitzes Al Kol Tzoro Shetovei Al Tzibur. So the Rambam clearly writes in Hilchos Taniyos, it is whenever there's a Tzoro, Tzoros Rabin, Tzoro Shabor Al Tzibur, we have the Mitzvah of Chatzoitzes. And the Rambam goes over this halacha again in the very Kol same Halashon. Perek. Source number two, Umedibri Soifem Leis Anis al Kolet Soros Shetover Atzibur. Ad Sheyur Chamu Meneshamayim, Uveime Atani Yisrael Zoyaken Bitfilois Ubetachninun, Umarien Bechatzoitzlois Bilvad. And that's the Machloikis Lishoinim. The Balamor in Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Davov Medapi Arif. Who's the Balamor? Who was he? Was he a Chosid or a Mesnagid? He wrote two svarim, Amora Gadol and Amora Katan. Yeah. I didn't ask where he is. I asked who he was. What was his name? Rabbeinu Zerachia Halevi. And who was his big adversary? The Ramban. What's the name of the Ramban Sefer? Melchamas Hashem. So the Baal HaMor says, this is a mistake. B'shas Taniyos, we blow shofaris and not chatzotzes. Chatzotzes is only in the time of war, and most of the shoinim side with the Rabbeinu Zerachia Levi. But the Rambam says, chatzotzes. Why don't we use chatzotzes today? So we aren't still, to our terrible dismay, we're still in the midst of a war. And a few months ago, a person came to me with two beautiful chatzotzes shel kesef. Now, the chatzotzes obviously weren't like modern trumpets, and they were just similar to a shofar in a way. They didn't have any, I don't even know how we call these things that you press with your fingers. Buttons? That's the way they're called? No more fancy word than buttons. So he brought two beautiful chatzotzes, and he asked, would I write a letter of recommendation for his chatzotzes? I was impressed, but I did not write a letter. So today with the Shia, we will understand why I didn't promote those chatzotzes. Many things, like blowing chatzotzes or trumpets today, I wouldn't come out against, because I don't think there's any downside. But we don't adopt a minig unless it is firmly based in the Mesoira and in our early sources. So why don't we use chatzotzes today, b'shas tzora? The Magen Avraham asked this question, and that's source number 3. Course of Rambam. Why does he write Bilvad? Because in the days of Beis HaMikdash, in Rosh Hashanah, there was a combination, shofars together with chatzotzes. And that's why the Rambam writes, B'yamei Atanios, we don't combine the two. It is only chatzotzes. Because of Magen Mishnah, why don't we do this mitzvah? Because nobody disagrees with this halacha in the Gemara. So why don't we blow chatzotzes? And in the Achlainim there are different reasonings. Source number 4 is the Prima Godim. So the Prima Godim suggests a reason why this is not our minig, as the Magen Avraham says, and he writes two reasonings. Number one, maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, how do we define a tzibur? Is it every 10 people? Or maybe it is only on the majority? So according to both chidushim of the Magen Avraham, one could argue today, what's happening today, we should use those trumpets. Because our Tzora today is in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not only one congregation, one Kehillah, it is Klal Yisrael. And I don't think when the Prima Godim writes Roiv, you need to count scientifically, is it Roiv? What he means is Klal Yisrael. And today, roughly 50% of Jews in the world live in Israel, and how do you define Jews today? Now, this is a very loose definition. But Jews are in danger. There's a rise in anti-Semitism in the entire world. So one could say that Klal Yisrael is Bitzora. We all are Bitzora. And Al-Kol Tzora Shel HaTova is Lav Dafka when life is in danger. So definitely one could say today the majority of Klal Yisrael is a Bitzora, and we are in Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Prima Godim, the question of the Magen Avraham would still be relevant. Why shouldn't we? Moirach Tzio is the Biankev Emden. And in this short paragraph, he writes three different reasons why we don't use chatzotzes in our time. Nerali Poshet, Shaina Mitzvah Yad Abiyatzes Olavad. Like the pasuk says, Kisavoy Malchum Abiyatzechem. However, I just say a comment. If it would only be Malchoma, there would be logic to say maybe only in Eretz Yisrael. Because all the wars we know through the ages weren't against Israel. They weren't against the Jews. War between nations, which endangered Jewish people as well. But war against the Jews is only in Eretz Yisrael. But if Chazal teaches us, and that's in the Rambam, Al kol tzora sheloi tovoi, why would there be a difference whether it says tzora chutz l'aretz, if it's other types of tzoras? So in the days of the Holocaust, or the Spanish Inquisition, or the Ukrainian pogroms that killed hundreds of thousands of Jews, and many times it was directed exclusively against Jews, why would there be a difference whether it says tzora chutz l'aretz? Dealing with war, there would be a difference. But if Chazal teach us lav dafka malchomo, it's hard to understand why would there be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Gam enem Yisrael v'koyenim v'chatzaitzes v'u'ika leke koyenim yuchosim. So I don't know whether we ever discussed the concept of two different levels of Kiddushas Kohuna, koyenim yuchosim and koyenim Koyani Chazoka, in days of yore when we were closer to Aaron HaKoyan, we knew who are the real Koyanim, who are the Koyanim Yuchosim. But after thousands of years, all the Koyanim in our day and age are Koyani Chazoka. Nobody could really prove his Kohuna going back thousands of years. There might be a difference in the halachas between Kohenim Yuchosim and Kohenim Chazoka. 500 years ago, the Marashram and the Mashal both argued that all the Kohenim in our day and age, and this goes back 500 years, are actually a suffix, but we rely on a Chazoka. And therefore, we do Pidin HaBen, we do Nesi Eskapayim Berchas Kohenim. So Rabbi Yankovem suggests maybe we need Koyanei miyuchosim to blow the chatzoitzes. V'uidna leke koyanim miyuchosim v'lo chatzoitzes shel Torah. Why would we need koyanei miyuchosim for this mitzvah more than pidyon haben and berachos koyanim? I think the svara is the other way around. In berachos koyanim and pidyon haben we make a brocha. Suffolk brochas lahokal. If we have any suffolk, we wouldn't be making a brocha. By the chatzoitzes we do not find that there was a bracha. Maybe because by chatzoitzes it is b'nei Aharon ha-koyanim. But do you remember the pasuk that we read just last week, Parshas Nosoi, regarding berachos koyanim? What's the lashon of the pasuk here and there? Daber el Aharon ve'el bonov. Why would that be different than uvnei Aharon ha-koyanim? So I don't really understand, Rabbi Yankovem, then why would this mitzvah necessitate koyanim yachosim, and it wouldn't be enough to have koyanim muhzokim? If koyanim muhzokim do the kapayim and they make a brocha, why not to do chatzoitzes? And the third argument is, we don't have chatzoitzes. We could make them. What do you mean we don't have? We have shofars, we have lulavim, we have esregim. Why wouldn't we have chatzoitzes? So the Maram Shik says, we don't know exactly what they are. But if there would be a kpeda, what they need to be, then the description of this chatzoitzes should be somewhere. It's a mitzvah l'dayres. And if there is a certain form, or a certain surah, how would we know how to make those chatzoitzes? Especially Chazal say that the chatzoitzes of Moshe were nignas. And there are others. So we need to know how to make them. It's not in the Gemara, it's not in Rambam, it's nowhere. Doesn't this prove that there is no special form? Trumpets. As I said, trumpets without buttons. Somewhat similar to the shofars. But the shofars are organic material from animals. And the chatzoitzes The Torah says, Muksha, Zot, Kesef. So obviously, there is no special form. So all the three reasonings of the Moedics here are somewhat interesting. The Netzev has a very revolutionary approach in a Sefer An Sefri. Hanera nochoin, dechatzoit zois einoi noyeg eru lefnei Hashem. Kedechsev vaharoisim vachatzoit zois, veneskaraton lefnei Hashem lakechem. Vuhu machen haoren shahorach bamalchom em Yisrael. So the Netziv says, the Chatzaisas were only used when there was an Oroin. And in the days of yore, Aroin Bris Hashem used to go out when Jews waged war. The Oroin used to pave the way for the soldiers. And that is Veneskata Vafnei Hashem Elokeichem. And the Netziv argues that even Bezman Bayis Sheini Bechor Mabayis, when the Jews fought the Romans, they did not use chatzoitzes because in Bayis Sheni there was no Oren. And this once again is a gewaldige chiddush. Because lefnei Hashem Elokeichem in other sources in Torah doesn't necessarily mean when there's an Oren. Does anybody remember anywhere else lefnei Hashem Elokeichem a mitzvah that is lefnei Hashem Elokeichem? Lulav, usamachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. What do we learn from that pasuk? Lulav kol shiva was noyeg only b'mikdash. But on Bayis Sheni as well, doesn't depend on the Oroin. So why would we assume that lefnei Hashem Elokeichem is only when there's an Oroin? Brings us to the next source, Oroch HaShulchan. Neder ani esdati da'atro loy have ben atoyle rak bezman habayis. He doesn't go to the extreme only bayis vision when there's an oron, but he does say bezman beis hamikdash. V'nezkartem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Do you see any difference between v'samachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem and v'nezkartem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem? Do you see any difference? Is it the same? V'samachtem is, you need to be happy lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. That means, where you're happy, that needs to be lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, and that is only in the Mikdash. But when it's kartem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, maybe that is up there in the heavens by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, by the Kisei HaKavod. So it wouldn't be exactly like v'samachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. However, the Oroch HaShulchan wasn't aware that he was mechaven to the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, source number 8, v'nehegis mitzvus hu bezman habayis, v'koyanim shaleim ha-mitzvah letkoy v'chatzaitzis. So the Sefer HaChinuch already writes that this mitzvah is relevant only bizman beis hamikdash, bizman shebeis hamikdash hoyukayim, and that is another reason why bizman hazeh we don't have the mitzvah of chatzoitzos. Ramban in Melchemes Hashem. והטעם שלא ילמדו אסרו בחצוי צה אלו במקדש, ובמלחום שכל ישראל כלום מדבר. מהי טעם את החצוי צה מכנופי את כל ישראל כסיבה? הוא בעל מלוי. אלא מדרוב רחמון על הצער, הצער רסחם גמרינן, וכל צער וצער שלא יתובע על הציבור, ומעבר משויפו, כן ראשונה. So the Ramban says, על כל צער וצער, is שויפו, not חצוי צה. Chatzotzes is only in times of war, Kol Yisrael. In Amakim and Dolik Peder Nagel B'Shoifos. So the Ramban indicates it is only in times of war, Shekol Yisrael Tliyum B'Dovar. So according to the Ramban once again, this war in Eretz Yisrael, we would use Chatzotzes. But then a man says, "Lav dafke chatzaitzis, either chatzaitzes or shofars. The Ritva is very interesting. The Ritva follows the footsteps of the Raza, the Balamo and the Ramban. Shofars, not chatzaitzes. But he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Al kol tzora shalaitovoi, b'shas taniyos, we blow trumpets, and not the shofars." And he writes, "Ulefi svorazu." Line number 4, which is underlined, "Ulefi svorazu nagu b'tzorfat shelo letkoel ha'olam b'tana sivur, kiven she'ein lanu chatzaitzes." That goes back to the Moirek Tzio. We don't have Chatzoitzes Shil Torah. So obviously the Ritva does hold. We don't know what those Chatzoitzes are and how to make them. So the Ritva would maintain there's a certain form or shape to the Chatzoitzes which we are not aware of. Even though, as I said before, it's a mitzvah ledoyreis. And if there is a certain shape or form, then it needs to be taught. So why doesn't the Rambam write? And nowhere in the Gemara do we deal, besides the pusuk that we have, which is miksha and kesef. We don't have the form of these chatzaitzis. So that is the Ritva. The Igros Moshe, Reb Moshe Feinstein, once again comes up with a big chiddush. B'masha ein noegim letkoye betal esibur, based on the shchodesh reshven tovshin yud gimel. The shul was written 71 years ago. And Reb Moshe argues that the chatzaitzes had two functions. B'yom simchaschem uv'moyadechem uv'roshe kodshechem. And the other one is Kisavoyim Alchom Alatzachem. In both areas, the Mesoris of Chazal is more inclusive than what we find in the Pusuk. V'yem Simchaschem Uv'moyadechem Evrosh HaChachachem is not only in Yomim Tovim and Rosh Chodesh, but actually all the Korban is Tzibur every day. And war is Lav Dafka war, also called Tzoros Shalai Tovoy. But Reb Moshe says, both functions need to be the same chatzoitzes. And it is only the chatzoitzes shebemigdosh, which we blow, and the karbonas that we use b'shas tzora u'b'shas melchama. Why would that be? So the Rambam includes both functions in one mitzvah asay. Mitzvah asay nun tes. Sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam brings the mitzvah of chatzoitzes, and he includes in the very same mitzvah to blow these trumpets when you're makriv karbonos, and in times of war, or tragedy, or tzara. And the Magid Mishnah wonders, why would there be one mitzvah and not two? So in the days of Beis HaMikdash, does anybody know, when do we use shofar? Rosh Hashanah? No one else. Was there any other time that we had a mitzvah to blow the shofar? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur? Yeah. Once in 50 years. Shnas HaYovel. And Yom Kippur. And the Rambam brings these two mitzvahs as two separate mitzvahs. Same shofar. Two different times and two different reasons. Why would shofar be different than chatzaitzes? Why is the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the shofar shel Yovel, two mitzvahs, and the chatzaitzes of war and karbonos, the same mitzvah? The Prima Godim, Tavkuf Ayin Hei, quotes the Sefer Chinuch Shin Pi Dalet, and the Sefer Chinuch, as you know, or you should know, tries to explain the reasoning and the rationale of every mitzvah. So Sefer HaChinuch is one of the magnificent Sifrei Mitzvahs, and he goes through the entire list of Taryag, How does he call the reasoning of the mitzvah? Who knows? Mishroshe ha-mitzvah. Rabbi, that's not the reason you're here that every Friday. So the Sefer Chinuch writes, Chatzoitzes is all about focus. We blow the trumpets to remind people you need to stop for a moment and think. It's a call to the people, focus, concentrate. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Try to direct all your machshavas and kavanas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is necessarily in times of testing, of tragedy, b'shas tzora, when you need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and turn only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is also necessary when you're makrev a korban. And the korban bom lechaper uleratzois. So the Prima Gaon writes, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the fundamental rationale is the same whether it's b'shas hakorbanos or in times of war. Ma she'ein kein, the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar of Yovel, besides the fact that you use the same tool, but they have nothing to do one with another. That is an interesting svara, but the question is, Tamei HaMitzvahs, are they relevant when we try to define Minyan HaMitzvahs? Because I quoted the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in the introduction to a Sefer, are you aware that the Rambam also writes Tamei HaMitzvahs? The entire Chelek Gimel Amoreh Nevuchim is dedicated to Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Rambam was the first advocator, Tamei HaMitzvahs, and the Rashba disagreed with the Rambam. Tshuvas HaRashba, Rashba argues, makes no sense to try to explain Tamei HaMitzvahs. No. This is not something we are supposed to know or understand. The Rashba quotes the Medrash, V'chi ma'ich pas loy la-Kodesh Baruch Hu ben shoychet ben atzav ro shoychet ben oirev. Roi nitnu HaMitzvahs ero le-tzarev behemes ha-briyos. It's all about service. It's all about submission. We do mitzvahs because the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to do mitzvahs. But the Rambam argued, no, we should try to understand the rationale. And the Chinuch follows in the footsteps of the Rambam. But both the Rambam and the Chinuch stress something that to them was very important. It is not that we really know. We guess, we try to explain just for one reason. To be more passionate about a mitzvah. To be more motivated to perform the mitzvahs, but it's not that we know. We guess. We try to explain. So would Tamei HaMitzvahs be the relevant understanding to define Minyan HaMitzvahs? That is an interesting question. If it would be up to me, I would say, it all depends on the context. The context of Torah's Moshe. Aseh lechu shtei chatzoitzos kesef, and it's the same parasha. What do you do with those chatzoitzos? And therefore it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah of Shofar and the mitzvah of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are two separate parashas. So why would they be the same mitzvah? However, one of the fundamental and magnificent form that the Ibn Ezra wrote is a sefer called the Yesoid Moira. And Yesoid Moira, the Ibn Ezra writes a tremendous chiddush, and he writes that the reason we blow the shofar b'shas melchama is just to invoke the shofar and the korbanos. And we want the schus of the korbanos to go up to the Kisei HaKavod. So the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is to remind the Shofar of Korbanos. And according to Ibn Ezra, it makes so much sense that it's the same mitzvah. And I wrote, according to Ibn Ezra, an interesting diuk. The Torah says, V'oyachi sevoyim alchom ala artzachem, V'araoysem chatzoyses, v'nizkartem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. וביום שמחה אסכם ובמיידיכם ותקעתם וחצס v'hayu lechem lezekorein. There might be a difference between hayu lechem lezekorein and v'neskartem. So the zekorein of korbosos, korbonos, is like a pekodin. Hayu lechem is one. It's put in the safe for times of need. That's the zekorein of the korbonos. V'hayu lechem lezekorein. And when is the time of need? So according to Ibn Ezra, it makes a lot of sense that it's the same mitzvah. But once again, the Ibn Ezra, even though he didn't write Sefer HaMitzvahs, but it's once again Tami HaMitzvahs, it is once again trying to explain the essence of the mitzvah of Sheva. So Rav Moshe Feinstein argues, they need to be the same chatzoitzes. And that would give an additional reasoning, bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, and there is no tkiyan korbonos, then there is no tkiya b'shas tzora. Finally, the Sephorno. Aselechu shtei chatzoitzes kesev, b'yoyse kavona atul en soya lachnif sam liyeretz, miyantse v'b'chatzoitzes letruas melech. Chatzoitzes are letruas melech. Did you ever read in your Machzor LeRosh Hashanah the 10 reasons of Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? It's in every Machzor. What is the first reason that Ben Yisadi Gaon writes, the very first of the 10? Malchus. When we coronate a king, we blow Beikar trumpets. And the Sephorno writes, that is the chatzoitzes of our parasha, Kvoid Malchus. Both in Medrash Rabbah and in Medrash Tanchuma, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Asei lecha shtei chatzoitzes kesef. By all the other clay midrash, it is not Asei lecha. These were chatzoitzes shel Moshe. And the Medrash says, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Asosichu melech, I made you a king. And there are many sources in Chazal that Moshe had a din melech. And that is Asei lecha shtei chatzoitzes kesef. And the Sephorno write, Zalchod Melech. But I have a chumash with Rashi. It's actually very briefly in Rashi as well. And the posek asei lecha shtei, I have Rashi here, shtei chatzoitzes kesef. עשה לך שתי חצויצוס כסף, עשה לך שיהיו תויקם לפונך וכמלך, והיא בשון המלך, ויסע ספרו שיהם. שונה שיש בקיצור, שיהיו תויקם לפונך וכמלך. רשי, ספורנו, מדרש, החצויצוס are associated with כבוד המלכוס. And therefore, kishein melech biyisor, there would be no mitzvah of chatzoitzes. So various different reasons why we don't use chatzoitzes b'shas tzora or b'shas melchama in our times. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Taanios, mitzvah lizoik ulaharia b'chatzoitzes. The Magen Avraham writes, our minig is not to blow trumpets, but obviously our minig is lizoik. Lizoik el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of suffering, in times of tragedy, in times of sorrow, and definitely in times of war. So the past 8 months, almost every time I speak about the fact that people are still dying every day, almost, and this war is still raging, and Klal Yisrael is still besakona. And every Yid in the world, especially in Eretz Yisrael, needs to feel, this is my war, it's not their war. It is the war of Eretz Yisrael, it is the war of Klal Yisrael, it is the war of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the war against the Shoam that say, Lechu v'nakhida migoy v'lo yezoch Hashem Yisrael oid. These are enemies not only of Israel, they're enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're enemies of every Jew Basher Hu, as is so obvious if we look around the world today. It's not about politics. It's not about local affairs. It's Al Meshem, Al Hashem, Ve'Al Meshichai. And what's our responsibility? To believe that our Torah and our Tefillah makes a difference. So you need to learn more and learn better and daven more and daven better and do more chesed and more zchuyos. Obviously, we need more zchuyos for Klal Yisrael. So we don't blow the chatzaitzos, but as I said, the mitzvahs asay is lizoik ulaharia. So for many reasons, as we discussed today, we could explain why we don't use chatzaitzos in our time. But lizoik velaharia eino ma'akvim ze ze. So even if we don't use chatzaitzos for any reason, we still need to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Davin. So you hear Ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should end this war, because I don't think anybody else knows where this is going. So my great Rebbe, the Klezmer Rebbe, used to say that people are accustomed to say in such a nebuchadnezzar tone, Oy, we're such a nebuch, ein lanu leishon el al avinu shebishamayim. But he used to say, avinu shebishamayim is not a meshenes konarotzitz. We need to cry out loud and clear, ein lanu leishon el al avinu shebishamayim. And when we reach the point of recognition, she ein lanu leishon el al avinu shebishamayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't forsake us. He doesn't let us down. And I think it's been quite a while since most reasonable, rational people reached that conclusion. She'ein lanu leishoin ela alavinu shebishamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let us down. B'siyata nishmaya. We should see nisim v'nefelois. We are seeing nisim v'nefelois with all the tragedy and all the pain. Every day, if you have open eyes, you could see Yeshua Hashem. And we see miracles. So we need to double our efforts in Torah and in Tefillah and in Chesed and in Ahavas Leim and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should once again be zeicha to Shalom and Shalva and peace and serenity be'eretz HaKodesh and in the entire world. Misha Omer Tzoroseinu Dai, Misha Omer Oilamoy Dai, Yom HaTzoroseinu Dai. So, I don't know whether you know what a Freudian slip means in the modern world. I said, Misha Omer HaTzoroseinu Dai. Misha Omer HaTzoroseinu Dai 1,000 times in the past, Bekol Doi Vedoi Oimdem Olenu L'Chaloseinu, should once again say, HaTzoroseinu Dai. And we should be Zoichot Turacha Meishamayim, and to see Pnei Moshiach Tzidkenu B'mheiro V'yomeinu Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.